A very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 12 of our 40 days Lenten prayers and reflections. Today is Tuesday, 2nd March 2021. Lord our God, your word says in your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures evermore. We are grateful to you because you have chosen us as your people and you are leading us to a future that is sure to come. Give us the patience of faith as we walk with you to the promised land and help us not to grow weary, but to trust your leadership despite the problems we might encounter in our journey. Thank you that whenever suffering is present, you are there with us to show us how to be more like you through it. Help us to focus not on the hardships, but on the divine opportunities to become more like your Son. Fill our hearts with joy as we not only bask in your presence, but become more like you. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. Listen now for the word of God as it comes to us from the book of Exodus chapter 17, the verses 1 to 7. At the Lord's command, the whole community of Israel left the wilderness of Sin and moved from place to place. Eventually they camped at Rephidim, but there was no water there for the people to drink. So once more the people complained against Moses. "Give us water to drink," they demanded. "Quiet," Moses replied. "Why are you complaining against me? And why are you testing the Lord?" But tormented by thirst, they continued to argue with Moses. "Why did you bring us out of Egypt? Are you trying to kill us, our children, and our livestock with thirst?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, "What should I do with these people? They are ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Walk out in front of the people. Take your staff, the one you used when you struck the water of the Nile, and call some of the elders of Israel to join you. I will stand before you on the rock at Mount Sinai. Strike the rock, and water will come gushing out. Then the people will be able to drink." So Moses struck the rock as he was told, and water gushed out as the elders looked on. Moses named the place Massah, which means test, and Meribah, which means arguing, because the people of Israel argued with Moses and tested the Lord by saying, "Is the Lord here with us or not?" And that's the question which we would try to answer, to ask and to answer this morning. Is the Lord here with us or not? It's a question that wonders about the presence of God in the lives of people who are going through challenges at a particular point in time. Those moments when you and I wonder whether God would do what he says he will do. And there are always many reasons for us to ask that kind of question. Is the Lord here with us or not? It's a question of complaint and disappointment. That is how the chosen people of God felt after they left the wilderness and were heading towards Sinai, to the promised land that God was going to give them. Here was a community of people God had taken away from suffering in the wilderness and was leading to the promised future. When they camped at Rephidim, there was no water for them to drink, and so they started grumbling and complaining against Moses. "Give us water to drink. Why did you bring us out of Egypt? Are you trying to kill us, our children, and our livestock with thirst?" Dear friend, have you ever helped somebody and before you even complete the process of integrating the one into a better life, he or she starts complaining? "We were better where we were. Why did you take us out of that place? Even though we were suffering or struggling, we had something to eat and friends that surrounded us. See what is in this country. We are suffering here." Have you had that kind of experience? These same Israelites had been suffering in Egypt in slavery for many years. God had taken them out and freed them and was bringing them to a better land of promise. But they had no patience at all. No patience to endure the little problems that accompany our journeys in life. At the slightest difficulty, they thought their place of bondage was still better. You see, friends, the problem is not that they complained. To complain is part of our human constitution since the fall of our first parents. We are a grumbling and complaining people. And to be fair, complaint is not always a bad thing. Many of the Psalms are complaints by God's people who wonder why God has abandoned them. In Psalm 142, verse 1 to 2, the psalmist says, "I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out before him my complaint. Before him I tell my trouble." And at Habakkuk 2:1, "I will stand at my guard post and station myself on the lookout tower. I will watch to see what he will say to me and what I should reply about my complaint." So there are examples of complaints in the Old Testament where people felt they were at the end of their rope and called to God because they believed he would rescue them, however tenuous it might have been at the time. Here, however, in our text, the desert community grumbles or complains to a third party against God because of lack of faith. That is why Moses reminds them that the complaint against him is really a complaint against God, and then cries out, as he did in chapter 15, verse 25, "What am I going to do with these people, these impatient people? What am I to do with them?" And Moses was instructed to walk ahead to Horeb with some of the elders and strike a rock with the staff with which he struck the Nile, and he got water for the people. Now, friends, the imagery here is obvious. The water from the rock is another Exodus-like event. A staff touches water and the people are saved in the Nile. The power that has brought the Israelites out of Egypt is the same power that is sustaining them in the desert and that will bring them eventually safely into the land God promised Abraham. It shows us that Yahweh is Lord of the desert, as he has also shown himself to be Lord of Egypt. The desert is a hostile place, as was Egypt, but both are at God's command. And many of us would say we are living and experiencing hostile circumstances and desert-like problems, but all our problems are at God's command. Yet we ask, is Yahweh amongst us or not? At the first sign of difficulty, the people of God had turned away from God with an attitude of contempt. God does not speak out in anger against his children for honest doubts. But this is not just grumbling here. It is unfaithfulness and the lack of faith. So after the miracle at Massah and Meribah, Moses named the place not after the miracle, but after the people's doubting and testing. Is Yahweh among us or not? The question highlights the freedom of God to do what he would do, but it also signifies the fears, the questions, and the doubts of God's people or the people of faith. Is Yahweh among us or not? Let me ask you, what is your experience as you listen to me at this time? Are you going through difficulty that you might refer to as a desert experience, such as in a hostile environment or place of work, or residence or community? Are you facing some particular challenges, maybe financially because you've been made redundant due to the current pandemic? Or is it sickness that is not going away and makes you weary? And despite your faith in God and the promises that he has made for you, you don't seem to see any solution to your problem inside. Or are there family problems, difficult marriages, and domestic violence? Has your living space become a place of hostility? And you are asking, is Yahweh among us or not? God's people in this story received a very important lesson on authority when they learned to trust God for provision. Time and again, the Lord provided what they needed, thus demonstrating his right to lead them. And Moses learned to depend on God as the ultimate authority. The key to his greatness and faith is in the statement, Moses cried out to the Lord. Are you crying out to the Lord, somebody listening to me? I urge you, dear friend, to cry out. To cry out to God in your particular need, and he will make a way for you to go through those difficulties, to protect you from harm, to provide you with the resources that you need for your life, and even solutions to your specific needs. God, who has called you, is leading you. Let us trust his leadership in our lives. And let us stop asking, is Yahweh among us or not? Because I tell you, friend, Yahweh is among us. O Lord God, you are our refuge and strength. You are our ever-present help in times of trouble. When it seems like our world is crumbling around us and we are thrown around by the storms of life, take away our fear. When we are weak, you are our strength. Lord God, thank you for who you are. Thank you that you are with us in all that we go through. And thank you that you are in control of all things and that nothing is too difficult for you. Help us to remember that you are leading the way for us and that you know where you are taking us to, a future that is yet unknown, but that is safe in your hands. And help us to remember that pleasing you is of utmost importance to you. So we ask you to give us a heart that is thankful in all circumstances, even the ones we don't understand, as we praise you regardless of our circumstances. Fill our hearts with your hope. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ, and may God's love accompany and strengthen you now and always. Amen.